Hey there, everybody. If you are listening and you hear this voice, then you already know this is Brandy J and Voices of Courage. This special series that I have added to Voices of Courage is titled, Can We Try On Each Other's Shoes? Whatever could that mean? Well, I don't know. Take off those very shoes that you're wearing, and I'll take off mine. Different sizes, huh? Well, that's an interesting assessment there already. Do you have athlete's feet? Does it smell funny? Does that make us different? Does that make us enemies? Does it mean that one of us are better than the other? What does it mean? I would love to know. Well, how about this? How about we get into it in a few minutes here, and you come right back, and let's at least try to understand why we can't try on each other's shoes and fit them. We could try at least, but at least come to some kind of understanding. But we should be able to do that. Don't go too far. Back. This is Brandy J. Brandy or Brandy Joy, whichever one you want to call me. I'm quite okay with that. What's important is that you're here. And I think this episode, everyone, and when I say everyone, that means everyone, could gain from listening to this. There's no one too good or beyond this that can't gain from this. This episode, let's try on each other's shoes, or can we try on each other's shoes, came to me for the simple fact that there's things going on in this country, all over the world, but we're gonna zoom in and just focus in right now on what's happening here in the U.S. And it startles me, pisses me off, breaks my heart that there's even one soul that could look at this and not be bothered. It shows me that in you humane people, to the core, truly exist. And right now, right here, you need to really try to figure out what kind of hate. Well, shit, hate is hate. You need to figure out you, because your shit stinks like everybody else. We live, we die. And when you pass someday, what is it that you desire for one to think about you or remember you, how or by, or what do you want the memory, your legacy to be? Because being hateful has no rewards, has no pride or self-assuring feelings, you know, like, you can't have any happy thoughts of yourself. That's some bullshit if you say you do. You're a miserable individual, but let's jump right in. People are so complicated, and it doesn't even have to be, and I'm quite sick of it. So I'm going to choose today to address it in the way I see fit. There's been countless amounts of, and then ones we probably don't even know of, lynchings. I chose that word because it's what it is. Now the cowards and the ones that like to turn a blind eye, including African Americans, which sickens me how quick and fast you roll with the narrative, but yet you soon seem to forget when you look in the fucking mirror, you are black. You will never be able to escape it, no matter how many tap dance performances you will put on. Making yourself look silly, you always are going to be black. And when you can sit back and join in and make it seem as if these things are just happening, bullshit. I hold everyone accountable with that screwed up thinking. You know what it is. And if you're too coward to address it, then you're pretty damn pathetic. What do you stand for? You probably couldn't even say, because whatever you say wouldn't add up to your actions. But today, we're going to start asking the right questions, okay? Does anyone think that it's peculiar, the excessive amount of deaths in the last few months? And don't come at me with the bullshit. This has been going on forever. You can sit down. Because what does that even mean? Like, that doesn't help. Either it could mean these two, one thing or the other. It either means that you're cool with it. You're like, well, that's been going on forever. Sit down, please. Or it could mean you're just not willing to do anything about it, or you don't think that you can or will ever change. I really can't stand a defeated mind. Someone that's like, nothing we'll ever be able to do. I can't roll with that narrative. I don't even understand it. That's a pretty low thought process of defeat. So you've been mentally programmed to actually believe that you are lesser than, or there is superiority, and you might say that's not the case. Well, then you might want to record yourself talking, because that's what that basically is saying. You are self-defeated. Figure it out. Anywho, what the hell? Let's stop fucking around here. There was just another one the other day. Do you know how heartbreaking? Try on. For a moment, everyone, can we please just, let's not focus on anything else right now. I know a lot of you are programmed with other people's opinions and thoughts, and probably don't even realize that you are influenced by someone else's thinking. And that's a fact. Cold-hearted facts. But I don't want to jump around. We'll come to that in a minute, to that fact. All these killings, and when someone can fix their stanky ass mouth to say or justify all these deaths, you sicken me. There's no justification. Okay? What are we doing here? Why are we even doing this? It's happening, and it's horrific. And just because you sit by idly and just flip through your channels or tend to your ways does not make you not a part of, or, you know, if you just go about your way and don't discuss it or talk about it on your platform. I don't see how anyone couldn't be talking about any of this at all on their platform. We just want to stay away from that and stay positive. If you don't get out of here with that, this is the world that we live in. And frankly, I guess, it's one of those situational things, empathy. Those type of people usually don't get moved unless it's happening directly to them, their loved ones. That's what we're dealing with here. It's pretty fucking sad. Because now it's, oh, me. Go figure. Well, please, can you try on my shoes? Because that's the situation here. If you have no empathy and no care, or it doesn't even make you feel a way, we sit here and we put all these narratives in the way, saying, well, people don't understand because they've never lived that life, so they came from this type of background, so they don't, you know that struggle, and they didn't have to live through that. Let me clear my throat really quick. Bullshit. Every time somebody says that shit to me from now, that's what I'm going to say. I'm going to clear my throat, say that. Don't give me that malarkey. You know right from wrong. You don't have to go through it to know that it's messed up and that you wouldn't want it to happen to you and to have some type of feeling towards it. Fuck this color shit and this culture and what background and where we come from and our, you know, type of upbringing. You know what I mean? Put all that in the way just to cover up the lack of empathy or the weakness, you know what I mean? The cowardly, you know, our cowardly selves, so you don't have to actually identify or understand. That's, you know, that's all bullshit, right? And if you believe it, you basically are full of shit. You do not have, none of that matters. None of that matters. Where you came from, your background, your upbringing, if you are white, if you're that color, you know what I mean? You've never been through oppression, you never did this and that, you were privileged. All of that is a narrative fed to you, and then we take it on in, we eat it up, you know what I mean? And then we start spewing that shit like if it was our own thoughts. It's not even your own thinking. It's wrong. The color of your skin does not define who you are, so let's stop separating each other by that. Let's stop separating each other by financial, you know, settings. Middle class, lower class, poor, by poverty, by that's some bullshit. It's a cowardly way of thinking. It's ignorant as hell. Really a lack of common sense there. And you eat it up. You don't know how to think for yourself. That's, my friends, is a problem. And these same individuals are going around talking about stuff like they know some stuff. And you don't even know what the hell you think, let alone try to tell somebody else something. Get out of here with that. This shit that's going on with all these shootings and finding people hanging on trees and this all of this stuff. This doesn't... You know exactly. Everybody knows what's going on. You don't have to have those, you know, barriers in place if you weren't scared or just a coward. Wrong is wrong, because if those same things happened to you, you would feel away. You wouldn't like it. Feel horrible about it. These are just words. Black, white, and then they'd find a color. And yet we take it and manifest into some sick way of thinking, and then it becomes what we're living right now. We are all human beings, and we all can identify with mourning, pain, sadness, loss. All of that. We all experienced it. We were experiencing it now. But yet we can't understand one another. It's pissing me off, because what are we doing here? We're in 2020 and no progression. And it's like we're going backwards and it's getting even worse. What the hell is wrong with people that sit back and have a whole agenda to want to kill off black people? For what? You have no reason. I'm waiting. I would love for you to give me a reason. What? Because what is it? Can't be the color of our skin, even though I keep saying. You hate somebody for the color of their skin, you might want to start all over again, take your ass back to school, and go back to colors, and figure your shit out. That is, and you have kids. Whew. You have failed mankind epically. This is what the narrative is. This is what all the killing and pain is about, because of the color of somebody's skin. You got to be the dumbest, excuse my language, motherfucker on the planet, if this is what your narrative is. What's wrong with you? But hey, let's go ahead and try each other's shoes on for a moment. I just had to get that off my back. But what if you were black person, and and you are up all against all of this. I felt like you had to always prove yourself or feel like the color of your skin is a hindrance, and it's actually your thinking. Because that's a whole nother story right there, when you allow it to be your thinking. That's, as Black people, we have to do something. We can't just roll with the narrative. We have to be responsible for our thinking, how we allow this shit to affect us, because it's done purposefully. Don't let it take you, your thinking. It could be something that we live in, but it doesn't have to be your thinking. It doesn't have to rule your life and the way you view yourself, or the way you allow yourself to believe that everyone's viewing you, if that makes any sense. Because you can live in the world, but you don't have to be a part of it. These things that are going on, you don't have to let it affect you, even though it is happening. You know what I mean? Mentally, you're in control of how you perceive things and your outlook and your attitude towards things. When we start letting it affect us that way, the anger, the resentment, reverse racism, which I hear ignorant people say, well, you can't be racist. Who teaches you? Like, who talks to you? Yes, you fucking can. No matter what race you are, you can be racist, okay? Like, we wasted too much time talking about idiotic stuff. And that's how I know people don't even realize that their own thinking isn't theirs. Because if you really thought about it, the shit that you think is coming out of your mouth makes no sense. I'm tired of people not making sense. That's why we can't get anywhere. But what if these were the things you had to battle, always being looked at just because of your color of your skin, always being treated unfairly, being targeted, but at the same time being looked at it as if it's not happening, oh, you're crazy. No, that's no racism, but that, you know what I mean? Being told, you should have complied. That's a whole nother story with that one. I'm going to rip some holes with that one, because I'm just sick of the bullshit. Aren't you guys? For racist individuals, what's your trauma? You're an adult. So what's your excuse for literally feeling like you are achieving greatness by taking lives that can happen to you? If you love your family and you love your, you know, your life, then what makes you think the next person doesn't? But let me say this word to highlight it, that a lot of people say it and then look right over it, because this has a lot to do with our thinking. People don't even realize it. You have this really amazing, and what purposely has been targeted in all of us as humans, this amazing, amazing brain in our head. Have you ever just sat back and thought about how everything we do all comes from the brain in our head? Us talking, our movements, all that. Your brain talks and signals all these parts of your body to have it for movement. And everything you do, that says so much. And yet, it has been targeted. That is the only thing that has been targeted when it comes to human beings. It's all mental, it's all psyche, all stems, everything stems from our thinking. We control what we allow ourselves to believe and be controlled by. And you, And everyone has the ability to change that. Everyone. That's why when people sit back and think they got it all figured out about how things work with people and this, this, and that, and it's like, you're saying all the wrong stuff, I'm still waiting. No. You can't really know how everybody operates. That's maybe your narrative and your reality, but if you haven't, if you're studying everything and your experiences, and, you know, and that's, you know, where you get all your information to determine, you know, how things are, what things are to be, but yet you still are missing the biggest part, that is our thinking, not just these situations and the processes and what we need to do, step one, step two, to make this work, this, this, and that. It's all about perception and your thinking. Everything that's going on right now, hatred, because that's why people are like, what the heck, what's going on, like, why, you know, you get the question marks, the questions and stuff. Human beings, hot mess. Like a big ass kid walking around, can't control their emotions, thought process, hormones, or nothing. They don't even know what the reality is. They're just going with the flow. And you've been messed with. You're thinking. You think you're running around here doing the greater good, which that's freaking crazy. Killing people, you feel good about that? Please don't tell me you love the Lord. Your program, boo-boo. Everyone has been targeted. The same people that think that they are on the top of the, you know, the chain, superior and all that. You've been targeted to, you've been played to. Just like pieces on a game board. Yep, truth. Our brains, our mental, our mentality has been targeted. And half of you guys don't even realize it. That is the answer. You have to change your thinking, and it can happen. That is something that we can't control. We can unlearn things. We have to apply things, practice things. People just too damn lazy, or just don't, you know, you get the people that say, oh, they're just set in their ways. Yeah. Because that shit is not easy. And that's why I brought this episode with this title here to say and talk about this. Even still with my emotions, my anger, my sadness, with all that, but yet I still can see from the outside looking in exactly what I'm looking at. See where everybody, a lot of people, they just see the events taking place. You see the man hanging on the tree. You see the person laying on the street. You see the gun. We see all that. I see it, but I also see something bigger. Our perception, our thinking. And that, my friends, probably 80-some percent of people not even ready. Probably be like, what's she talking about? Yeah, because you're far gone. You never even thought about it. You have a whole brain in your head, and you probably have no idea how it functions, what any parts of it is called, ever thought to open a book to learn about it. You've been programmed not to do those things. Interesting, isn't it? It's kind of like having a car, but never looking underneath to even check out the engine or finding anything else about it. You just take it on over to, you know, to the yard or to the mechanics and just let them do whatever they could be possibly doing to it, and taking and stripping or charging you arm and leg, and you know, that's the same shit. It's for the brain. Just let other people play with it, do what they do, and just roll with it. Yeah, it feels fine. It's still working. But for who? We're definitely definitely going to take a break here and come back to, I guess, not wrap it up, because there is parts to this episode here. This is part one, but we'll take a break and come right back. This was the introduction, because it's about to get deep. It's about to get real. It's about to get so real that your ass just can't even gonna have to just accept to take it in. Because if the narrative and the question right now aren't this right here, who are we, what do we want, and how are we gonna get there, then you're wasting a lot of time. And that's where we need to be at right now. We don't need to be anywhere else. We don't need to keep arguing, disputing, debating, giving people facts. That's been there, done that, burnt out. Now what? Now what we do? Please don't go too far. Be back shortly. Thank you. Well, if you couldn't tell by now where this episode and the next upcoming parts from this episode we'll be talking about, well, let me just make it clear. We're going to talk, we're going to address the inhumane acts, behavior, and the willing ignorance that people choose to use during all of this. We are going to talk about how things are right now, how people have lost their fucking minds during this voting election year and seem to be more consumed with this than the fact that people are being murdered. We are going to talk about the people that are being murdered. We're going to talk about the injustice. We're going to talk about the blatant, outright hatred and racist comments that everyone participates, that individuals, people participate in online. We're going to talk about what are we doing and showing our children when we behave this way. We're going to talk about people that don't want to talk about the very truth that's going on. We're going to talk about justifying murders. We're going to talk about the fact that people are such cowards, want to be racist but can't even own up to it. Get out of here. At least, you know what I mean? Own your shit. We're going to talk about overlooking things. We're going to talk about the people that act like, well, who's racist? We're going to talk about values, morals, ethics. We're going to talk about right and wrong. We're going to talk about these facts people keep speaking of but never bring some themselves. We're going to go ahead and educate them on what facts is so maybe they can bring out some facts their damn selves. Uneducated aspect of this all is really, really, it's astounding. You can't make shit up like this. I'm just telling you, you really can't. But we are going to talk about the fact that all of these things, people's thinking, you know, some people are walking around here like, what the hell is going on? What is wrong with people? Well, this is all psyche, mental. Everything starts in the brain. Our thinking. We must hold ourselves accountable and start being responsible for your own stuff. Black people didn't do anything to you, Karen, or to Mr. Racist. and to our black people. Let's hold ourselves to a standard too, because no one's escaping this. So stay tuned for the next episode. Thank you so much for joining me, and I appreciate you all. This is Brandy J, and Voices of Courage with my episode in parts. Can we try on each other's shoes? Peace.